1 Corinthians chapter 4. This, then, is how you ought to regard us, as servants of Christ and as those who entrusted with the mysteries God has revealed. The richest person isn't the one who has had the most, but the one who needs the least. The Corinthians considered themselves rich and successful, and they were also full of pride. They enjoyed both spiritual gifts and material wealth. Outwardly, they had it all, and perhaps because of this, they felt superior to others. But Paul, who is truly rich in God, presented himself with humility, not as an owner, but as a servant of Christ and a faithful steward of God's mysteries. His intention wasn't to tear them down with criticism, but to correct them with love, like a good father giving advice to his children. He confronted them wisely and taught them by example of his own surrendered life. Who was truly richer? Without a doubt, Paul was richer. Because many times having more doesn't mean being more. Sometimes less is more when the little we have is lived out in the total dependence on God. Paul had given up everything for the gospel and didn't boast in his achievements, but in Christ alone. This challenges us to examine what kind of riches we are seeking and how we define success. As Johnson Oatman wrote, "When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. True wealth is being found faithful by God."